Hello and welcome to Fantasy Football Tips and Tricks podcast dedicated to giving you fantasy football tips for your upcoming season. So today we're going to get right into it. The do's and don'ts for your fantasy football season. So something that I like to do that not a lot of people like to follow is I like to wait to pick a QB until normally the 10th or 12th round. So I normally play in 8 to 10 player leagues. That's just traditionally what I've been in. This year I'm in an 8 person league with some of my friends, and I don't plan on taking a quarterback until probably the 10th round to 12th round. That's when I find them most acceptable to pick, because if you pick a quarterback too early, say you want to get Lamar Jackson or Pat Mahomes, my worry with either of them is if I go and take them too early and then they don't perform, quarterback isn't as deep of a position. You have solid quarterbacks further down that you can draft. This year I'll probably end up getting someone down there, like maybe I might take Drew Brees this year. I could end up taking Tom Brady. I don't like that pick. I probably won't end up taking him. But I recommend that you wait longer to take a quarterback. Like, a good guy that you might be able to get late is Josh Allen. Now, granted, he doesn't have a ton of weapons around him this year. Someone who I really like later, though, is like Jared Goff. That's someone that I like late. A lot of people don't, because he doesn't have the best QB numbers, but he does have great weapons around him, such as Cooper Kupp, Todd Gurley, Robert Woods. He has great receivers. He's got a great running back. So he has the weapons around him to be great. He's not the best thrower in the world, but I could still see him having a good season. And then there's always a guy like Matt Stafford that you can take late. You just got to look at these guys that are solid QBs that you don't need to risk much for them. There's Carson Wentz is 10. He's always sketchy with his injuries, so that's why I try to steer clear of him sometimes. So I like to stay away from Carson Wentz. But there are obviously some good guys. Cam Newton on the ESPN rankings is at 13. So Cam Newton's a solid quarterback. Yes, up in New England now, he doesn't have many weapons. That's my one worry, that he doesn't have many people to throw to. I believe they've got Brandon Cooks still. I'm not 100% sure on that. But he doesn't have the weapons that you want to be able to throw to. So that's what I'm going to say for QBs. Wait until around round 10 to start taking a QB. Because there's still solid guys that you can get then, and you don't need to risk an early pick for a QB. So now I want to talk about running backs, because running backs, I think, is the most important position of any of them, because this can make or break your team. I play PPR league whenever I uh, do, any of the fantasy leagues I've been in is PPR. So that's how I'm going to refer to the stuff in this do's and don'ts list. So I say if you have the number one pick, take Christian McCaffrey. He is a great receiving back. He's going to get a lot of receptions. So in the PPR league, he's great. As well as he's just a beast on the ground as well. And he just gets so many yards. As well as they don't have many other weapons that are going to compete with him. That's the one reason I don't like to take Cleveland players, even though I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. I don't want to take Cleveland players this year, and I recommend you don't either, because they have so many weapons this season. They've got Odell, Jarvis, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Austin Hooper, and David Njoku. That's six right there that I could just name off the top of my head. And then you've got some other solid receivers there. And it's just a worry that these guys are going to be losing touches that you pick for fantasy. That's why I like the pick of Christian McCaffrey so much, is because he's really not getting detracted from when it comes to touches. So if you have that number one pick, I strongly, strongly suggest taking Christian McCaffrey one. So the next guy I want to talk about is Saquon Barkley. I've never really been a big fan of him. I don't know what it is. He doesn't feel like an explosive back to me, which feels weird to say because he does get all those big runs. I've never really liked him. That's just a personal preference. I know that he's been a great back, but I would much prefer Zeke Elliott, because I feel like Zeke Elliott, he grinds out those yards, and people do underrate Zeke Elliott. They don't take him as early as he should be taken. So if you have a late first-round pick in an 8-person league, maybe 10-person league, you can maybe sneak in like around a 6-pick. You might be able to sneak in and get Zeke Elliott. The only worry with that you wouldn't get him is because Alvin Kamara has been sitting out some. And so it's a worry that if Kamara continues to sit out, that people won't draft him, so Zeke won't slip as much. So it kind of stinks, but that's going to be the way it is. But I want to keep moving down the list of running backs. A guy who I like that you might be able to get in an 8-person league, maybe even 10-person league, is early second round, Derrick Henry. If you can get him early second round, that's a great pick. Because he runs for so many yards, and he is used in the passing game a surprising amount. You wouldn't expect him to be, but he is. And I really like Derrick Henry. He'll put up a lot of yards. That's a guarantee, and a lot of touchdowns, because he's just a short yardage guy. He just gets right in there and he gets the yards. So the next person on this list that they have at the number 7 ranked running back, I skipped over Dalvin Cook. I think Dalvin Cook's a good running back. I don't think that he's quite the number 5 running back. I just don't think they have enough figured out in Minnesota yet with their line, just everything on that team. But number 7, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I've never been big on rookies. I do not draft rookies, really. I might try to pick them up if there's one that slipped through the draft. I might try it and they're performing well. I might try and go pick one up. but I don't trust rookies because they haven't proven anything yet. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, yes, he's going to be good in their passing game, but they already have great receivers, and I don't see Kansas City changing to a running team. I just don't see them running the football a lot because their passing game is so dominant. I don't see them just changing like right away to a running team. And yes, he'll be a good weapon in their pass game, but he's not going to be anywhere near the primary weapon of their pass game. So skipping down a few spots, we're going to number 13 now. The 13th running back is Josh Jacobs, which if you can get this guy fifth round, sixth round, that is, I don't know if he'll slip that much. Nah, probably not. No, he's not going to go fifth or sixth round. But if you can get him fourth round, if I see Josh Jacobs up there in the fourth round, I am for sure taking him because he can take on a great workload, and he's on the Raiders, who, I mean, they don't have a great pass game. They just got Henry Ruggs. They've got Marcus Mariota now, but I'm just worried about the passing game. I don't think that they'll be able to get working. They might try to pass more, but I still think that Josh Jacobs will have a big season because of how talented he is. He's just such a good runner. He is like a little Derrick Henry. He reminds me of Derrick Henry with the way he runs. So Josh Jacobs, fourth round, take him for sure. Maybe third round. I would think about third round, but for sure, fourth round, take Josh Jacobs. And I want to go back up to the number 8 ranked running back, Austin Ekeler. I would say don't draft Austin Ekeler. Reason why is because, yes, they're going to need to run the football with their quarterback. Yes, I understand that. But I don't think that their running game is anything to marvel at either. I just think that their offense won't be great. But I think that they will end up figuring out the passing game. I think that they will do that before they do the running game. That's just my opinion. But you can draft whoever you want, but that's my opinion. So I would say don't draft Austin Ekeler. So skipping down all the way to number 19, you've got Todd Gurley, who's now on Atlanta. If you can get Todd Gurley in a, let's say in an 8-person league, if you can get him in a 7th round situation, I mean, he's on the Falcons, which, I mean, their passing game isn't amazing. So I think he can for sure perform there. And if you can get him in a 6th round pick, or in a 6th round pick, 7th round pick, this guy that 2 years ago we were talking about was the number 1 pick, I say take him. And that's, I just, there's not a question in my mind that you wouldn't take him if you can get him that late. And another guy that if you can get in free agency, if he slips through the draft, is a great pickup. I had him last year, Mark Ingram for Baltimore, because they do use that running game a lot. They like to use that read option with Lamar Jackson. Yeah, they do throw a fair amount, but he is a great weapon out of their backfield that they do like to use. So a pickup or very, very late round pick is great for Mark Ingram. And then finally, who's ranked number 28 on this list, the final running back I want to talk about, Sorry, the only worry with Ingram, I forgot to talk about this. The only worry with Ingram is that they drafted J.K. Dobbins, so they could be splitting carries. That's the only worry with taking Ingram. But I could pick him up if I see, like, he's going to play the first couple weeks. And then after that, I can drop him and go find someone else. But the last person I want to talk about is Leonard Fournette. So, he went to Tampa Bay. I don't see him playing amazing at Tampa Bay. Because that passing attack is just so well-rounded. And I could see them playing Ronald Jones some. Just some, not all the time. But I could see them playing Ronald Jones some. And they could be splitting some time. And I just don't think that he'll be as much of a weapon as he has been in the past. Because I've always been a big Leonard Fournette fan. But I don't think he'll be like he was in the past. So now we're moving on to wide receivers. Number one, Michael Thomas. If you can get this guy at the 6th pick in the first round, 5th pick maybe even, I might take him with the 4th pick. If I have the 4th pick, it's a possibility of taking Michael Thomas, depending on who's been taken, because he's such a physical receiver, and he gets, in a PPR league, he's amazing to have, because he gets so many receptions, because the style that he uses, he just bangs in there, and he makes sure that he's got the ball, and he's going to receive it, and you aren't going to stop him. So that also lends itself to a lot of touchdowns, that style of receiving. So he is a great person to have on your team, Michael Thomas. So I want to talk about the number 3 receiver, Davante Adams. I'm thinking if I can get him mid-second round, to late second round, that's a great pick. I for sure take him there. I would say for sure take Davante Adams mid-second round. And then number 4, Julio Jones. Do not draft Julio Jones. Don't touch him with the 10-foot pole. That's what I say, because his quarterback is Matt Ryan. That's not very reliable. So that's the reason I don't really get near Julio Jones. Yes, he's very explosive. Yes, he has been a great receiver in the past. But that was a different Matt Ryan that was throwing to him as well. So you have to look at who's around these players. And Julio, I just don't see him having a great year. So I put Julio far down on my list of who I'm going to draft. And I just like to skip over him and take a running back or whatever, because I just don't want him on my team. So then the number 5 guy on this list is Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, the only worry with him is injuries. Besides that, he is a great receiver. Because he's so quick. He's got Patrick Mahomes throwing to him. And he's been difficult to cover. He has proven to be difficult to cover. So then we got number 6 and 7, two guys catching from Tom Brady now, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. I'm a bigger fan of Evans because of the way he plays. He's that physical type receiver. The only problem is Brady, he does like to throw the short routes. I think that they could have Evans run those shorter routes, so that's why I would be more of a fan of Evans. But I would maybe take Mike Evans in a fourth round situation if I have the option. He's a solid pick for sure. Maybe third round. But he can be a good pick. So then I'm going to skip down to number 12, Amari Cooper. I had Amari Cooper last year. He is a great guy to have on your team. I won my fantasy league last year, and he was a big part of winning the league because he puts up solid weeks every week. Michael Gallup does sometimes take receptions from him because Gallup has a lot of receptions every week. But he gets a lot of yards, and he is a very solid receiver, especially for how late you can get him. You can probably get him fifth, maybe sixth round this year, I'm thinking. And I'd love to take him again. He's got a reliable quarterback in Dak Prescott. So I'm for sure down to take Amari Cooper again this year. I think he's a great player. And at 13, we got Odell Beckham. I've said this earlier, steer clear of Browns. That's just what I'm doing, and that's why I believe, because they do have to compete with other people on their team, so it'll be split between a bunch of different people. So that's the reason why I'm not trying to take any Browns this season. So at number 18, a receiver who I really, really like is Cooper Kupp. He receives from Jared Goff. Maybe not the best quarterback in the league, but he's solid, and he can get the ball to him. And Cooper Kupp is a really good receiver, really good fantasy receiver. He's really quick. He gets a lot of receptions, and he's a great person to have on your fantasy team. And then another great player to have, at least I've had him before, Keenan Allen. The only worry, once again, is the Charger passing offense. But if you can get him as a backup receiver, if you can get him as a backup, that is a great pick. That's a great guy to have as a backup that you can put in off your bench during a bye week, or if he starts playing well and they start figuring out the pass game, you can put him in your lineup and he can put up big numbers for you if they end up figuring out that pass game. The next dude is number 23, Terry McLaurin. I'm a big fan of his. I think Washington will throw the ball a fair amount this season, so I could see McLaurin having a big part to do with that offense. Another guy I'm looking at is the number 25 receiver on this list, DK Metcalf. Man, is he a great, great guy to have. He's young, and he's got Russell Wilson throwing to him. I think they'll end up throwing the ball a lot, because they have not the best running situation. And so I could see them getting the ball to DK Metcalf a lot this season. And the final guy I want to talk about for receivers is the number 28 receiver, Michael Gallup. They throw the ball a lot. To Michael Gallup. He gets a ton of receptions for the Cowboys. So he is a great late pick. If you're looking for someone to fill out a bench spot, Michael Gallup can be your guy. He's a great guy to fill a spot on the bench at wide receiver. So now we're moving on to the final position, tight ends. So number one, obviously Travis Kelce. He's getting passes from the great quarterback, Pat Mahomes, which is great to have. It's great to receive passes from him. So that's why he's such a good tight end. He's also has other distractions, if you will, on the team That's just the word that I'm going to use. Obviously, they're great players such as Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, but they take other people, other defenders downfield with them. So then Kelsey's got those short routes against linebackers or safeties, whichever it may be. And he can just go one-on-one with them, and it's easy for him because he's just such a beast at tight end. And then the number two tight end is George Kittle. George Kittle, a great tight end for San Francisco. The only reason I don't particularly love him for fantasy, I think he's a great player and I really like the role he plays in San Francisco offense. The only reason I don't love him for fantasy is because he's more of a blocking tight end. Yes, he'll get a fair amount of receptions for you because they do run some of those little check down routes with him. But the only worry is that he's more of a blocking tight end. So then number three, Mark Andrews. I've never been like a giant fan of Mark Andrews. I haven't like looked into him much. So I've never really like looked at picking Mark Andrews. But a guy I do think will have a good year is Evan Engram. Evan Engram is a solid tight end, and he's for the Giants, which is a worry. I mean, your quarterback is Daniel Jones, and he has proved to be pretty solid, yes. But you have Saquon in the backfield, so it will take touches away. But he is their biggest threat in the passing game. So I think that is someone good to have, because if Daniel Jones is going to have a good year, Evan Engram's going to have a good year. So that's why I think he's a good pick. Another guy that I would look at picking is Tyler Higbee of the Rams. He is a pretty solid player. Yes, he does block some, a little, but he is also a good receiver. And another guy that I really like, the only worry is he's in that Chargers offense, is Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry is a very good tight end, and he can receive well. The only worry is he is in that Chargers offense that we have to see if they can get it figured out or not for this season. So that's all I'm going to talk about for the positions, do's and don'ts. And now I'm going to talk about kind of what you want to do when it comes to draft order. Like, what round do I pick who? Because that's very important. It's obviously not the same. It changes on who before you, what they picked. But I do generally like to keep it the same who I pick each round. So, like what position? So, I like to go running back first round, traditionally. If you're at a certain pick and say I'm like the fifth pick and Michael Thomas has dropped me, sixth pick, Michael Thomas has dropped me, I'm going to take Michael Thomas. But normally I would be taking a running back with my first round pick. And then second round pick, it really depends. I normally take a wide receiver or running back, really either one. And then the third round, I like to go another running back / wide receiver. Fourth round, probably another running back / wide receiver or tight end. You can maybe go tight end. And then fifth round, I like for sure to go tight end there. And then sixth round, probably another running back or receiver. Seventh round, another running back or receiver. And then eighth round, probably maybe another tight end you might go. And then ninth, maybe a quarterback, running back, maybe a receiver. And then 10th round, maybe a quarterback. 11th round, probably another running back, or wide receiver. It really depends on which one you haven't picked. And then 12th round, maybe another tight end if you want another one. And then 13th round, running back slash receiver. 14th round, running back slash receiver. And then 15th round, kicker. 16th round, defense slash special teams. And then what I like to do is I wait until like week one, week two. I see which quarterbacks are performing well. And then I'll pick up a second quarterback. And I'll drop one of my skill positions that aren't playing as well. So I don't like to pick two quarterbacks in the draft, which is considered weird, but that's just the way that I do it. I like to go with a lot of skill position players because they are really deep and you don't know which ones are going to be good necessarily. So that's why I like to have a lot of them. But that's all I've got for you today's episode. Now go and draft your skill position players. That's all I've got for you today. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I will be doing a mock draft while I record the episode. That's it for today. See you next episode.